This is the SML Podcast.
No. No. Stop it. Are you done? Now are you done?
Yeah.
What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
This is the SML Podcast. And special guest this week is nobody.
Because nobody loves us.
Because it's just us.
Yep.
So a really short episode. Music this week.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it's pretty much like, what are we going to talk about? There really wasn't that much that happened. And then we sit back and we go, yeah, we'll think of something.
So it's this episode.
Yep.
One thing that comes to mind, God damn it.
Crunchcast.
One thing that comes to mind is, as of now, it's pretty much the 6-month anniversary of the PS4 and Xbone releasing.
Indeed.
So we can give our 6-month progress report, I guess.
I have an idea of what your report for the PlayStation 4 is going to be like. I have a little bit of an inclination of how that's going
to go. I got to be fair about it. Like, I'm not just going to outright shit talk it, because it does have a lot of good to it. But,
like, let's start there.
Some of the games are great.
Some.
Infamous is great. I had a lot of fun with Knack. Final Fantasy 14, of course.
Yeah, but that's not it's not an exclusive to the console.
Final Fantasy 14?
Yeah.
It's that and then PS3 and PC. So.
So?
Console exclusive for the most part.
You could still. I want to focus on the next gen versions. Like there's games that I know that you can get on PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4, and games that you can get on Xbox 360 and Xbox One. I want to focus on specifically what the next generation of consoles is bringing to the table right now, 6 months later.
Improved graphics.
Obviously. I would fucking hope so.
PS4, there's not much else besides it looks a lot better. I mean, I still hate the UI to it.
I mean, yeah, I don't really care for the UI at all.
It's just a fucking line of icons with the library where you could see everything all the way off to the right, where the most recent games are all the way to the left. So it's your library and then your most recent stuff with a huge line of just shit in the middle.
That's completely not necessary.
Like, there's no way to alphabetize things. There's no way to group things. It's just irritating unless you only play the new stuff over and over.
Or you watch TV with it. Or play stuff that's downloaded onto the console. Or watch their promotional videos. Or like
on the PS4?
Yeah.
Are you going to watch TV with it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Not watch TV. Like Netflix.
Even that, like the TV stuff is just usually in the middle somewhere.
I don't know. Like, it just didn't seem like it was very focused. Like it's just not. Like in general, I just think the console was just kind of like, here's a console.
I wish they would fix the UI. I hated the UI on the PS3 because it was just a big fucking line of games going up and down. And now all they've done is you can't even, like, at least on the PS3, it was sorted by, you could sort it by PS3, the minis, PS2, and PS1.
Like it was like slight categorizing to it.
You couldn't alphabetize it or sort it in any real helpful way.
Yeah, which your OCD-ness, I'm sure.
It's just easier to find shit when it's in alphabetical order.
Well, yeah, you would think. Like, and it's just, you know, common sense says, like, you know, if I have an extended library of games, or anything for that matter, and I need to find something, it's probably the easiest if I alphabetize it.
Yeah. I mean, for the PS4, you have the icons of all the games you have downloaded. You have...
I'm sure that sounded awesome.
You have icons for all the games you have installed from disk. You have, you know, your library icon. There's the share icon where you can edit video and all that other bullshit.
Do you believe in life after love?
There's the Sony video icon, the Sony music icon, and then like a TV icon that has all the downloadable video apps in there. So at least that is grouped. So like Netflix and Hulu and WWE and everything else, they're just in one folder pretty much.
Yeah.
And nothing else is grouped up. It's just a line. So if I'm like, I wanted to play Zen Pinball 2.
Okay.
What the fuck? Kill some time, play some pinball.
Hey, I like pinball.
I had to go through a gigantic line of like 30 icons just looking for one.
It's not...
It's a pain in the ass.
It's not optimized.
No, and it's only going to get worse.
Yes. And it brings me back to my point where I just feel like, you know, it was kind of... I don't want to say it was... Well, I could say that it was rushed. I just feel like they didn't fully think everything through. Either that or they just don't give a shit. Yeah. Like, I don't know. You think that a company of their caliber would, you know, test and... You know, R&D.
You'd think enough. So,
but I guess apparently not.
I mean, at least the Xbox One, there's, you know, one icon on the main menu that says My Games and Apps, and then the top selection is Games. The second one is Apps, and the bottom one is your queue of stuff that either needs to download or games that haven't been used in a while, so they delete part of the game to free up space.
Oh,
so
that's actually kind of cool.
It is.
I didn't know that they did that.
Yeah, it's pretty much to help. Like if you download a bunch of stuff and there's something you haven't played in a while, mm-hmm. it'll just get rid of some of the non-essential files. So the next time you put the disc in, it just reinstalls it.
Hmm. Well, speaking of space, as far as the Xbox is concerned,
the Xbox June One. Update is just announced that they're going to be adding external storage support to the X-Bone,
and not just
finally.
And not just a tiny little fucking USB drive.
No, it needs to be a USB 3.0 hard drive of minimum 256 gig,
which is awesome.
Yeah, minimum 256 gig. And as of, from what I hear, there is no upper limit to how I need to be closer. I was like so echoey back here. Now I sound much deeper.
Louder
there, yeah, so you can actually hear me, but
that's what compression is for.
From what I hear, there is no upper limit to the hard drive size on the Xbox One. The only upper limit that I know is in one of Microsoft's released images. It shows a 4 terabyte hard drive. So after
which a 4 terabyte hard drive
is
that's
eight
a lot of
times,
fucking space.
That's 8 times the size of the internal hard drive
which
for
is,
the Xbox One.
Which is already pretty big.
Yeah, 500 gig. I mean, it's definitely not enough. Like, I picked up Wolfenstein and installed it, and I needed to delete Battlefield to install Wolfenstein.
I didn't even know you had Battlefield.
Yeah. Haven't played it, but I have it.
I'm sure it looks fantastic.
The plan is to play it with Pappy, but he's never fucking around to play things with. And now he's like going to training for 6 weeks.
Tell him to send me his Xbox One and I'll play it with him. Pappy, if you're listening, send me your Xbox One so I can play it with Joe.
I told him to take it with him. He's like, I don't trust taking it with me. You're going to have to move eventually.
Tell him to ship it to me.
I don't think he would trust that.
Oh, come on.
Just the whole being rattled around in the mail, I think, is his issue. He doesn't want it rattling around on an airplane.
Nah.
I mean, it's...
Shippers insurance.
I would trust that more than a PS4.
I would. I absolutely would.
Because we know my history of the PS4.
Yep.
My fourth console, it is yet again loud and hot, but fuck it. I give up. I'm not getting to dick around. Looking online, there's people who say theirs is like perfectly quiet. And then there's people who are like, yeah, mine sounds like a jet engine. It's a pain in the ass. And I'm going to fucking deal with it until the system melts.
And then what are you going to do? Just not have a PlayStation?
Contact Sony and then be like, hey, mine overheated and doesn't work anymore. Your system sucks. Send me a new one. So that one could die in a few months. I was actually talking to John Paul Jones of our beautiful Safe Continue site, and we pretty much have the same thoughts in that the PS4 needs a bigger shell.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Definitely. It needs more room, more ventilation, probably a better, quieter fan. But I think if there was more ventilation like the Xbox One, people shit all over the Xbox One for how big it is. That thing is insanely quiet and perfectly cool to the touch.
Yeah. I mean, right now in the console wars, as far as PlayStation is and Xbox is concerned, Xbox is a fucking light year ahead.
Yeah, it is built so much better than the PS4.
And that's the thing. I feel like if I had to place my money on a company and a product that I feel is going to stand a little bit more of a test of time, PlayStation 4 is not there for me. Like, yeah. No way. No fucking way. Xbox, on the other hand, I feel like the Xbox One can be utilized well after its cycle's already done. I feel that there's enough capabilities for it, and I feel that there's enough, things that you can do with it that it'll be utilized well after.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? PlayStation 4, I can't say the same thing. I can't even say that now.
Yeah.
I honestly can't say that if someone gave me a PlayStation 4, I'd be like, oh man, like my fucking quality of life just got so much better.
It's still the system that everybody shits their self over.
I don't understand it.
Me neither.
I really don't. I mean, like, I was working. I mean, obviously, this is 6 months after the fact.
Yeah.
I was working at GameStop at the time of these releases, and nobody gave a shit about the Xbox One. Nobody. And I could not fathom it. I didn't understand it whatsoever. But there was just people constantly coming in. Like, we had Xbox Ones behind the counter available for purchase, a couple weeks after the release. And everybody's like, oh, I don't want one of those. I want a PlayStation. Well, why? Well, I just want a PlayStation. Nobody even could give a legitimate answer. Yeah. They were just like, I just want the PlayStation.
I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh, it's $100 cheaper.
Yeah, but you're also fucking getting a shittier console.
I mean, it's definitely more powerful, and I think later games are going to look better as, developers learn the ins and outs of each console. But the more powerful console doesn't always make it the best. Like, the original Xbox was the most powerful out of that, the GameCube and the PS2.
And the GameCube, shat all over it in comparison, and especially the PlayStation 2. Like, PlayStation 2 ran circles around both of them.
Well, the GameCube was actually third.
In my opinion. Like, if someone, out of all of those systems, if someone said, I will give you either an original Xbox, a PlayStation 2, or a GameCube, my list would go PlayStation 2, GameCube, Xbox. Yeah. And that's just...
Yeah.
And I owned an Xbox, and I didn't own a GameCube.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't play anything from the GameCube.
Well, you could play it in your Wii.
I can. And that's why I specifically got that kind, so that I can play some old GameCube games. Because I want to try... Like, I want to play... I never got a chance to play Sunshine. I never got a chance to play, the Metroid that was on there. I never got a chance to play a lot of those really great games. I didn't get to play the Smash that was on it.
Yeah.
I lost out on a lot of shit because of not having that system.
A lot of good stuff on the GameCube. But the PS2 was the least powerful of that generation, and it was the easy number one system.
Oh yeah.
Last gen, I know people don't like to count the Wii, but that was the least powerful system of the generation,
and
it destroyed everything in sales. And even if you compare the PS3 to the 360, near the end, things kind of caught up sales-wise between PS3 and 360, mainly because Japan, no one gives a fuck about the Xbox.
Yeah.
But for the most of the generation, the Xbox 360 was destroying the PS3. Oh,
dude, there was no contest.
And the PS3 is clearly more powerful of a system.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this gen, the PS4, is the most powerful, and it won't mean anything if people open their eyes to how mediocre the actual system is.
I'm not impressed with it at all. Like, 6 months later...
I mean, I'm glad I have it. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad I have it. And just ignoring all the system hardware issues I've had, it just hasn't blown me away as a gamer.
Right, and that's the thing. Like the PlayStation 4, I feel, is so underwhelming in comparison to even the Wii U. Like, I want a Wii U so goddamn bad. I don't have that same feeling when it comes to PlayStation. And I always go back to, if someone essentially handed me money and just said, here, you get to pick between that, like, I never in a million years would I honestly feel like I would want a PlayStation.
Yeah.
I really don't. An Xbox One, sure. A Wii U, fuck yeah. Like, but, like, I'm just not, and it's nothing against the system. I know that there's potential there. There really is.
Yeah.
But it's potential. It's not, like... It's not guaranteed. And that's how I've felt about the PlayStation 3. Like, the PlayStation 3 was good. Don't get me wrong. But I liked my Xbox more.
Yeah.
Like, it just seemed like the games that I wanted to play were on there. All the people that I wanted to play with, essentially, like, the more casual gamers that I wanted to connect with every once in a while were getting Xboxes.
Yeah.
And they were on Xbox.
The Xbox was the cool system to have last gen, the Xbox 360.
Absolutely.
This gen so far, it looks like it's the PS4, but we're only 6 months in. So it.
Well, and the other thing is, too, is like, I don't hear nearly as many people going like, oh, you should get a PlayStation 4 so we can play together. Like, no,
yeah.
Nobody says that. Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. I hear it about the Xbox One. I heard it a bajillion times about fucking 360.
Yeah.
But I never hear about the PlayStation. Nobody's ever like, you should totally buy a PlayStation so you can play this game with me.
Yeah. I'm happy that the majority of, like, my close friends who I actually play games with went with an Xbox One over a PS4.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have friends who own a PS4. We never play anything.
No.
No one's like, hey, let's play Killzone or let's...
Nope.
I can't think of something else.
Let's play something other than fucking one-player games. Like,
never mind. Bro, let's play Call of Duty.
Never mind. Like,
I mean, there's still plenty of stuff to be excited about on the PS4. I love, 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 love the fact that the store is tied pretty much between the PS3, the Vita, and the PS4.
I agree.
And that so many games enable cross-buy, cross-save, cross-play, whatever else.
Right.
Like, half the tables in Zen Pin... Zen Pinball 2. I keep thinking Pinball FX from Xbox.
Ah.
But Zen Pinball 2, like, I downloaded it, and I got a shitload of tables for free because I already had them on the Vita and PS3.
Like, now, I think if I owned a Vita, I would be a little bit more interested in that cross playability, but I don't have a Vita.
Yeah.
And even if I had a Vita, I think the only thing I would want to play on it is Borderlands.
I wouldn't even want Borderlands for the Vita because apparently it's a shitty port.
Is it?
The reviews have not been kind.
Well, I've never seen Borderlands not get a good review, so. Yeah.
Like, just the visuals on it and how much of a step down they had to take in performance to fit it on the Vita. Like, it's, some people love it. Some, a lot more people don't think that it's doing the series justice.
Well, and that's the thing. People that love it could essentially be just like, oh, it's Borderlands. Yeah. I could take it anywhere. This is awesome.
Well, even the reviews that don't like it say it's still fun. It's still Borderlands, but just the drastic reduction in performance isn't worth it.
Well, and that'll kill it. That'll absolutely kill it. Yeah, man.
I have zero interest in picking up Borderlands.
I mean, I would, and we've talked about this before, even with the Nintendo.
Yeah.
I really wish that they would tie in more of the 3DS in with the console experience.
Yeah, I wish that they would take a cue from Sony and fuck at least the virtual console.
At least
if I buy Super Mario Brothers on the Wii U, you know, considering I already bought it on the Wii, had to pay an, I could understand paying a dollar upgrade charge to get it on the Wii U compared to the Wii, because they have to program in the gamepad compatibility. They up res the visuals so it looks good on an HD TV. Mm-hmm. Like, let me have some kind of minimal upgrade charge on the 3DS if you're not just going to let me have the game that I've already bought multiple times.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, at least on the Vita, you can, the majority of the PS1 games that you've bought, you can play them on your Vita. There's still some shitty holdouts like Crash and Spyro.
See, I was going to say
legal issues.
I was just about to say, like, I think those would be the ones that I'd be most interested in, because I never actually got to fully play like those Spyro and Crash games and stuff like those PlayStation platformers. I didn't have a chance to actually like try those. My PlayStation experience was just Tony Hawk's Pro Skater and SmackDown. So like that was, and that was it. Like that's all I played on PlayStation.
Yeah.
And Tekken. But like that was it. That was it. So as soon as PlayStation 2 rolled around, you know, that was a little bit different for me. But as far as the original PlayStation goes, like I didn't have a chance to play like any of the integral games that came out for that system. Which if they,
and the PS1 is such an amazing RPG machine too.
And that's the thing. I mean, like, I think maybe that's why, just because like I'm not a huge like sit down RPG guy. Like I'm pretty much like a Diablo fucking RPG guy. That's why like I still have yet to boot up Skyrim. Like I tried it. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I played it for a little while. I got to the point where I had to fucking climb this mountain and there was this ogre and he like one-shotted me and I got pissed off and I stopped playing it.
You got to find a different route.
Well, I do. I do. And that's the thing. Like my mind doesn't let me understand the fact that like in those games, you don't have to go down like this path. Like you don't have to, like, as soon as you get into the game and you do this certain thing, like, you could just go.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't register in my brain. Like, I just go, okay, so where's the next quest? Like, where do I have to go?
The next quest is wherever the fuck you walk.
Wherever I walk. For the most part. And that's the problem that I was having with that game. Yeah. It was just like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't care for games that I don't know what to do with for so long that I don't know how to play the game.
Yeah, just like it's too open-ended for you.
Yeah, like that's too, and that's how it was with Fallout. Like I tried playing Fallout, and like as soon as I got dumped into the world, like I go to this fucking town where there's this giant bomb, and I blow up the town on accident, and I'm like, I didn't want to do that.
Oh my god!
And then like for the rest of the time, I'm just like standing there, and I'm like, well, what do I do next? And like nothing's happening, and I'm trying to find people, and there's nobody there because they all blew up from the bomb, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
oh god.
So, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's those kind of games I have a hard time with. And I feel like, you know, PlayStation is the one that kind of, like, suits those a little bit more. So, I think that might also be why I'm a little bit more prone to...
The funny thing is, the PS3 version of Skyrim was shit compared to the 360.
Really?
Because there was a memory issue where, like, the further you got into the game and the more you did, the bigger your save file would get. Mm-hmm. And the PS3 for some reason couldn't handle larger save files, and as your file got bigger, like the frame rate would keep dropping and dropping, and there were people that they would load up their game and it moves at like a frame a second.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's why the DLC never hit the PS3 for a long time, is they couldn't figure out how the fuck to fix it.
Oh wow.
I mean, eventually they did and they got the DLC there, but that was the problem with the PS3, was how hard it was to code for. Thankfully, they changed what they planned with the PS4. A lot easier to develop for, but I don't know.
Well, it's great if you have a console that's easy to develop for. You need to have developers that want to develop for your console.
Yeah, I think right now people look at the PS4 as the lead system to program for.
See, and the funny thing is, like, I feel like
it's in more homes.
But are they using it?
I don't know.
Like, that's the thing. Like, I just...
I don't know. But no one cares about that. They just care that there are 7 million homes that have a PS4. and only like 4.5 or 5 million that have an X-Bone.
Yeah, but I guarantee you the people that have those Xbox Ones are playing them a hell of a lot more than the people that have the PlayStation 4.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, this ties back to last week, how pissed off I was about the whole Kinectless Xbox One.
Yeah.
That's coming out for $399. And after a week of thinking about things, I'm still annoyed about it.
Yeah.
But I can understand it a lot more. Instead of a gut reaction hearing about it literally 10 minutes before we recorded last week.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, like, I understood. I wasn't really happy, but I understand. I know exactly.
Yeah, I think this might be their first step into coming back in this, but it also comes down to E3, which we're just, like, 2 weeks away from.
Oh, yeah. Holy fuck.
I mean, this is going to be Microsoft's make-or-break E3. Only if the people who have been shitting all over Microsoft for the past year give them a fucking chance.
Well,
instead
and you
of
know
being
how,
assholes and like, oh, well, it's fucking too little, too late. Fuck you, Microsoft.
You know how the gaming community is. They're very fickle. They're judgmental, just assholes. I think it's going to be the ones that are still like people like myself, where I kind of like I took a step back. You know, when new consoles come out, like, I'm not the kind of person that just jumps right into it.
Yeah.
Mainly just because, like, I want to know exactly what's going on with them. I want to have a more well-informed decision if I'm going to end up picking up a console.
Yeah.
And I think, like, this is going to be the E3 that Microsoft has as an opportunity to try and convince those people that are in, you know, my kind of situation where it's just kind of like, you know, I'm not sure if I want a new console. I don't know which one I would really want to go for. Like, this is the one that they absolutely need to fucking nail so that they can get those extra people that have been on the fence, so that they can essentially turn around and be like, look, guys, like, we're not fucking around. Like, we're a competitor. I mean, obviously, everybody knows that they're a competitor, but more so than they've already been showing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think this is Phil Spencer's E3 to show whether he's the guy to turn Xbox around or if he's just another guy who's talking. It seems like he has the best interests of the brand in mind, given that he's already putting out an option for a Kinectless console that's the same price as the PS4. Mm-hmm. So the people who bitched about the price, they can't bitch about it anymore.
Nope.
It's a level playing field when it comes to price, a console.
Yep.
He's been talking about a lot more emphasis on gaming and less on entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the past E3s have been like TV, sports, games, this, everything else. It's your entertainment machine. I think Phil Spencer's going to be like, you want games? We got some motherfucking games for you.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. Because that's what always drove me to the 360.
Is the games.
Because, like, there's, and essentially this comes back to the whole, like, you know, I know I'm primarily a PC player now, but I still find myself wanting to have a 360 again, mainly just because of games that I cannot get on PC because they were console exclusive. Yeah. I want more of those games that can offer that experience that I cannot get from PC. Everybody assumes that the majority, like, pretty much everything that, you know, anything that can be done on PC and it can be done better. While that's mostly true, there are some experiences that you just cannot get on PC, period. Yeah. Period. And that's what consoles are for, and that's what I kind of want out of my console. Right now, that's why I've had such a raging hard on for the Wii U, is because, like, as of right now, what I feel a console should be and what it provides, I feel that the Wii U is the only one that can provide that for me right now.
Yeah.
Because as it stands, they've got a decent library, because they've been out a little bit now, and that's really more of a time thing.
And Mario Kart coming out in a week and a half.
A week and a half.
Actually, just a week and a day. Next Friday.
Yeah, you're right. Because Mario and your fucking...
Oh, wait, today's Friday when we release this. Oh, it's the next Friday. It's in a week.
Fucking Nintendo with your weird release cycles.
Hey, at least it's not on Sundays anymore. Thank God.
Oh my God. That was the fucking dumbest thing ever. Even when I was working at Best Buy and like doing like, it's Sunday. Like, oh yeah, we have to put out these new fucking releases. Yeah. And I'm like, it's Sunday. Why? What are you releasing on a Sunday? Oh,
Nintendo. It's Nintendo.
But, you know, whatever. Maybe they're just doing that to try and be weird, which, hey, kudos to them.
They stand out. If a game, every game releases on a Tuesday, but on Friday, it's Nintendo.
Yeah, it's Nintendo time.
Yes.
And it's just in time for the weekend.
It's-a me, Nintendo game.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, so I mean, overall, in conclusion...
we're not even on the topic we started on.
No, we are.
Like, we started talking about the PS4, and then we just went off.
Well, I mean, what are your... what? I mean, we already pretty much, like, gave our you know, our thoughts on the Xbox One. I mean, everybody that listens... Well, Randall, I mean, like, you know, like, where we're at, like, on this.
I actually had a big gripe about the Xbox One, and they're fixing it.
Storage?
Well, no, not just that, but... the pins that you make.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Like all the pins that you select, if you wanted to rearrange them, you pretty much had to go through each game individually and be like, move to front, move to front, move to front. And like, think, where is this going to end up laying out in the end? But with the June update and the smart glass thing on tablets and phones, now you can just drag them around and it's going to be so fucking convenient.
And that's another thing when it comes down to fucking interface. Like, I feel like the Wii U and the Xbox One, like, has their shit together. PlayStation is just like, yeah, here, there's shit in there.
There's a
out.
Line of shit.
Yeah, like, it's there somewhere. Like, just find it.
If PlayStation works on a better interface, or at least adds fucking folders. I don't give a shit. Yeah. Anything that makes it better than just a line of icons, I'll be happy. Just fucking anything. You have a folder for all the video apps. Give us a folder for all the games. Just put them all in there. Like, if we want to have certain ones out of the folder, let us. Just, I don't want a clusterfuck of icons in a line in no order at all.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's funny because, like...
fuck, even the PS3, you can't put them in alphabetical order.
No, you can't.
It's I have last a played or date created.
I have a Sony Blu-ray player. The interface is exactly the same as the PlayStation.
But a lot slower.
Lot slower.
Yeah, we have a Sony Blu-ray player too, and it is so fucking cumbersome and slow.
But like,
that's why we bought a PS3 again, because we hated dealing with just a Blu-ray player.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. I feel like, honestly, like, I feel like the PlayStation 3, the only thing it's good for me anymore is the fucking Blu-ray, which if I get an Xbox One, there goes that. I mean, yeah. I don't,
it doesn't matter to you, but the PS3 is still an awesome RPG machine.
It is. And that's the thing.
And
like,
they're still coming out with more RPGs for it.
I know it is. It's just that's not my thing.
That's why I said, I know it doesn't affect you.
It doesn't affect me. So. But whatever.
It's funny. I actually have an easier time going back to play the PS3 than I do the 360.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think it's because of how much stuff I have on my 360 hard drive and how slow the menus load because of how much stuff is on my hard drive.
That's your fault. Yeah. You did it.
Yeah. That is my fault.
Your Xbox never asked for this.
I wish they found a way to optimize that so that it would move quicker.
Well, I mean, you know, that might happen down the road, but at the same time,
I doubt
it.
I don't think they're going to put much focus on the 360.
I was going to say, yeah, why would they want to put more focus on a system that's already outdated? I mean, it's not completely outdated right now.
There's stuff both systems need to work on. Mm-hmm. I think both of them need to do something regarding backward compatibility. Microsoft has already gone on record saying that they could add software backward compatibility down the line, but they're more focused on new experiences, which I can understand, but just give us the option.
Yeah.
And then PlayStation supposedly has that PS Now program or whatever that it's streaming PS3 games.
Yeah.
Which I kind of worry how badly that's going to destroy your internet.
Pretty bad.
And then there's been rumors of actual PS1 and PS2 backward compatibility in the console, like some kind of software update, so you could just pop the disc in.
No way.
Which would be fucking incredible.
No way. No way. It needs different lasers. Like on a hardware kind of.
Not really.
Yeah.
They're DVDs and CDs.
Yeah, but just the way that they're written. Like, it's just, you know, you would need a certain laser to kind of decode it.
I don't think so.
I thought that was the whole reason why they kind of, like, took out the fucking backwards compatibility of, what you call it? It's because they need, the PlayStation 3? Because they needed a different laser.
Well, it wasn't just the laser, it was also the hardware. Like, the original PS3 models had a PS2 built into it. The second generation just pretty took out some of the hardware of the PS2 and used software emulation. Okay. And then they just gave up on it.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a cost-cutting measure for them to make the systems cheaper.
Okay.
Because they still had to put parts of the PS2 hardware in each PS3 because of how different the systems were.
See, and that's what I mean. Like, how different, it can't be that different as far as, like, the jump from, like, 360 to Xbox One. Definitely can't be one for fucking PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4.
I have no idea. But if the rumors are true and we get PS1 and PS2 game backward compatibility on the PS4, I'd be stupid.
That'd be a game changer
for
me. Like, that would make me want a PlayStation 4, rather. Just because, like, you know, I could essentially grab those PlayStation games that I never got a chance with. I could start building up a PlayStation 2 collection again because I loved the PlayStation 2.
I hate the fact that I have a PS3 with PS2 classics on it, like Nocturne and Digital Devil Saga.
Yeah.
That I can rebuy for $10 each, but the disc I have sitting on my shelf doesn't do shit.
Huh.
That's irritating.
Yeah, that would piss
me off. I can't put my disc in, but I could pay you $10 for the game I already own.
Yeah.
That is irritating.
Yeah, I would be kind of frustrated with that as well.
At least PS1 games still work in PS3s.
Do they?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yep. They still work.
Huh.
But I think both systems could use some form of backward compatibility. At least like the arcade stuff from the original. Or from not the
from
original
the 360?
Xbox, from the 360.
Oh God, yeah.
Let us get some of that arcade stuff.
Holy shit, that would be great. I mean, because even like, you know, like fucking Neon and fucking, I used to play. Well, even Dungeon Defenders. Dungeon Defenders on an Xbox One would make me jizz.
Yeah, I can understand if you don't add any kind of software to let us play disc games, because that could be a whole new level of issues.
Right.
But the digital games, let us have access to them on the Xbox One.
Yeah.
And the other thing both consoles need, and they need to get their heads out of their asses and give us this, Blu-ray 3D support.
That's tough.
Neither console supports Blu-ray 3D yet.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's not capable of outputting 3D because they use that for fucking games, right? Because you can do that with, like, Battlefield and shit like that, can't you?
I don't know. All I know is both systems are capable of 3D,
mm-hmm.
but neither of them support Blu-ray 3D right now.
That could be tough. It could. That could be tough. It all depends. So
They both said it's coming, but no timetable.
Well, soon trademark, you know. I've gotten way too used to that with Diablo, so.
Yeah. What do you think about the controllers 6 months later?
You know, it's funny because I still really love the PlayStation 4 controller. I think it feels great. I love it a lot. I really hated the Xbox One controller when I first started using it. But I think I'm okay with it now.
Yeah.
I think it's mainly just because like I was thinking of like you have to hold it slightly differently than you would like a 360 controller or something like that. And I think that's what was throwing me off. Cause originally I wanted to hold it like I normally held like the other types of controllers and mm-hmm. doing it that way. It just felt really uncomfortable. But like, even like we talked about this before, but using your knuckle essentially to like hit the bumpers as opposed to like using another, like moving your entire finger off of the trigger. Like, I actually prefer that feel. So it's, I mean, the more and more that I've used the Xbox One controller, like, I'm okay with it. It still hurts my hands a little bit because it's a little bit smaller than what I would like it to be. But that's just because I have big hands. Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's my fault. That's not their fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's my fault that I have bad genes. But yeah, so I mean, like, I can't fault them on that. The more and more that I've used it, I enjoy it. So I would say between the PlayStation and the Xbox, I enjoy the PlayStation controller more, but I don't hate the Xbox One as much as I did originally. So that's where I'm at on it. How about you?
I like both controllers. I like the fact that they added the option to change the brightness level of the PS4 flashlight.
Oh, yeah.
You can't turn it off, but you can make it dim, which isn't bad. My biggest issue with the PS4 controller is it still hurts my hand. The ridge on the plastic underneath the triggers, I mentioned this when it first came out, and yeah, like I first had the controller, that my fingers rub up against that ridge, and it fucking hurts.
Yeah.
6 months later, it still fucking hurts.
Well, yeah, I imagine it wouldn't get any better.
Like, I wish they would release some kind of console glove for it to put more space there. Well, they have them for like the PS3, the silicone.
Oh, okay. I was thinking like a glove that you put on your hands to use the controller.
No, just like the little
like, hold on, I'm about to play some Final Fantasy. Let me put my gloves on.
A controller condom, pretty much.
Right.
Or I might just fucking get a file and file down that rough
edge. That's what I would do.
I can't understand how that never came up in testing the controller.
See, I didn't notice it when the way that I was playing it. I really didn't. The way that my hand was on it, I didn't notice that.
I consciously keep trying to move my hands to hold the controller differently, but it's uncomfortable to do it.
Huh.
And eventually my hands go back to normal position, and I have that ridge right up against my middle finger, and it fucking hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd file it. Ugh. That's what I would do.
Get pickles on the case.
Pickles, I'll do it for you. Whenever you're in a pickle, call Pickle.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Overall grade, what do you think for the PS4 6 month, the letter grade?
Letter grade? Oh, God. C-? Like,
I don't think it's that bad.
I'm so underwhelmed by this fucking system. Like, I cannot begin to fucking tell you how much I'm just kind of like, meh. Like, I've never so much at something ever before as far as like a console release is concerned. Ever.
I have two grades for the PS4.
I saw the fucking Tiger R-Zone come out. I didn't even meh at that.
The system as is, I'll give it a B- to a B. But my personal opinion, with the hardware issues I've dealt with, giving it a D plus.
D plus?
Because I still like the console. I wish they had a better design. Like, take out the stupid fucking slant, and that gives a little bit more space for air.
Again, this is why I'm justifying my C-. It's got potential. That's why, like, it's not a D.
Yeah.
However, there's way too many issues, and I'm just, like I said, I'm just so underwhelmed by it. I'm not impressed.
Secretly, I hope that the issues with the heating and the cooling and the ventilation turns into a red ring of death kind of syndrome.
I've been hoping as well, so that people can get off their fucking high horse with this system and realize how shitty it is.
And people will finally remember how bad Sony is with hardware.
Uh-huh.
People don't want to hear it. Len, he remembered.
Dude, I remember, even my PlayStation 2, I'd fucking put a disc in and it would just be like, can't read it. Like, why the fuck not? I'd eject it, put it right back in and be like, oh, never mind. Like, what the fuck? Like,
the PS2 had that class action lawsuit because of the lasers.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just issues that they took care of. They had a class action lawsuit filed.
Yeah. That's no bullshit. And that's like nothing to fuck with.
Is that rain?
Yeah, it's
motherfucker.
Monsoon cast.
Mother. fucker.
Yeah, all of the rain. That's a lot of rain.
My windows are cracked. I'll be back.
Yeah, go do that. Why would you leave your windows cracked?
Because it was gorgeous.
It was, no, it like rained like a fucking son of a bitch for the majority of the day. I'll just
when,
take.
When I came here, it was sunny out. It was nice.
Nope.
Not a cloud in the sky.
I was woken up at 8:30 this morning by a gigantic storm, and promptly went over to the diner that was around the corner from my house to get dry toast. Because I'm a dry individual. This is so awkward. It's so funny, like, having to do a podcast by yourself with nobody to essentially keep the conversation going for you. But that's a thing. Whatever. So, Randall, because I'm sure you're the only person that's actually listening right now. I'm curious to see what your comments would be as far as, like, you know, a 6-month wrap up on the on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, mainly just because, like, I talk shop with Joe all the time. I know what his opinions are. It's very tough for me to gauge, like, what other people's opinions are without, you know, posting on Facebook and starting gigantic flame wars and all that kind of shit. And we all know how helpful fucking forums and such can be as far as finding out legitimate information and opinions that you would want on certain topics. Yeah, if you have an answer, send your answer to thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. Hopefully we'll hear from some of you, because honestly, like, I really want to know what other people's opinions are on this. There is a little bit of news. I'll start this up because I don't know if Joe is going to be too interested in this one. But there are talks that YouTube may be purchasing Twitch for, I want to say it was like $1 billion. I think that was what they were trying to, like, run for. But yeah, there's talks that YouTube would be purchasing Twitch. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. I feel like with YouTube taking the reins on Twitch
and the Xbox One, I give an A-.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I didn't give letter grades on the other shit. I was starting on another topic because I didn't know what else to talk about.
Fat man running up and down two flights of steps.
I'm sure it was fantastic.
The car is soaked. My ass is soaked.
You might want to give that time to dry.
Look how fucking wet my shirt is. Jesus.
Dude, it's a monsoon out there. Ask Tokyo Hotel. They know all about it.
But yeah, when I came here, like, the sun was out. The sky was blue.
You were drunk.
God damn it.
We'll come back to the Twitch thing.
God damn it.
We'll come back to the Twitch thing. So your letter grade.
A-. They have issues. I think they're going to work on fixing them. E3 is going to be a big... God damn, I'm fat.
Oh,
God. There you go. Let that out. So fat.
Just get it all out. Oh, my God, I'm so fat. Here I am, the entire podcast. I've been eating chips. The whole fucking time.
And I've been drinking water the whole time.
The whole time. Haven't stopped the entire podcast.
Yeah, I think E3 is going to be when Xbox finally gets people back on their side.
I hope so. I really do.
Sony has a chance to sabotage it, though.
They do. They really do.
Because, once again, Sony's press conference is last.
Those fuckers.
Such an unfair advantage.
It really is. Well, okay. So, letter grade for the Xbox One. What do I give an Xbox One on a letter grade? I would probably go a B+. B+, mainly just because, like, it's still new. Like, it's 6 months out. Yeah. I can't give it, like, a definitive, like, this is a great console yet.
I think the Kinectless versions are going to be worse because it loses so much functionality.
It does. But I don't know. We'll see. We will see.
Indeed.
I think honestly, what it's really going to come down to is games. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
If there's more games on the Xbox One that are interesting to me, then obviously that's what I'm going to aim for.
Halo 5 next year.
Is that a thing already?
Yep. Halo 5 Guardians. God, that is so loud.
That's because it's hail. Yeah, that's hail. Like, why does that sound Jesus. So fucking loud? Like, oh, yeah, I'm seeing them bounce.
This episode of the podcast is named, Oh, Fuck, I Left My Windows Down.
Hailstorm? Ha. I would absolutely do that chick from that band, though. I would screw her right in the windpipe.
Jesus.
She's got a great voice. Anyway, yeah, I feel like there's potential. I feel like there's a lot of good that can come from this system, but I still think it's a little too early. So,
but anyway, Twitch,
as
so, I heard
yeah,
you
so
talking
YouTube,
about.
Yeah, so YouTube, there's now this isn't
the rumors. These
yeah,
are
it's not official
reports.
Yet. It's not official yet, but it has been it's been rumored that YouTube is thinking about buying Twitch.
For a billion, I think.
I think it's a billion.
Or 1.8 billion.
I want to say it's a billion.
Something insane.
See, now the thing is honestly, I feel like a billion is actually shortchanging Twitch. Like, Twitch is a huge website. Like, Twitch is probably the only thing that could probably combat YouTube at this point.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, take away some of their market. You know what I mean?
The biggest problem I would have if YouTube did buy Twitch is how badly Twitch is going to suffer when it comes to copyright claims.
I'm worried about that. I'm worried about how much like new users and stuff are going to get buried within like the bullshit. Because yeah. I mean, like, I'm currently debating on doing a Twitch stream myself. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I kind of want to do on Twitch, and I feel like Twitch is a good platform for me to do that. I mean, YouTube is probably the other thing that I would be considering as well, but I want to focus on Twitch. Unfortunately, I feel like if YouTube ends up buying out Twitch, I feel like they'll just integrate Twitch into YouTube instead of having them like two separate entities.
I hope not.
I feel
but
like
I could see Google doing that.
Well, but I feel like that's what could end up happening, and I'm not happy about it. But it's speculation, so I don't know. I mean, it could be one of those things where, you know, if they buy them out, if they end up restaffing the entire fucking thing, because they can do that, it could end up changing the entire focus of the website and what they're about and what they're trying to do, which could ultimately hurt the way that I feel about Twitch. However, they do also have the kind of resources that could make Twitch that much better. So I don't know. It's very difficult to tell.
I know that the general consensus online is no.
I'm worried, but I'm trying to be optimistic because I like Twitch. I do. I enjoy Twitch a lot. So, I mean, it's tough for me to give my official opinion on it, mainly just because, like, you know, again, it's speculation.
People were making the joke that instead of, like, Twitch plays Pokemon, it'll be Twitch plays this stream has been shut down due to copyright violations.
No, I wouldn't. I mean,
especially Nintendo hasn't been too friendly with YouTube when it comes to people posting videos.
Well, Nintendo also isn't too happy about Twitch either.
No.
From what I understand. I don't remember ever seeing too much Twitch stuff as far as like Nintendo games are concerned. The only thing that I've ever watched was like a lot of like speedrunning stuff of like old shit. But like as far as new, like I don't think I've seen a let's play of somebody playing Wonderful 101 or something like that on Twitch. But it's possible. I can be that guy. I don't know. It depends. It's pure speculation, so there's no way for me to actually give my full opinion on it. But like I said, I feel like it has the potential to do something good because YouTube obviously has a lot of resources, and I feel like there's someone that can that they can catapult Twitch to be something that much bigger. In the same token, I'm very worried because of, I'm considering doing it myself. So I don't know what the state of the website and the community will be if YouTube ends up buying them out. It's tough to tell.
So something else big going on is today is, as of Thursday, is the final day for the Amplitude Kickstarter.
Yes.
You might remember 2 weeks ago we had John Drake on the show. Back then they were sitting at like 220,000, something like that.
It was less than that, actually. They were only at like 100 something.
No, I'm pretty sure they were over at least 200. 220, I think.
Hmm.
But in 2 weeks, they have jumped up big time. Before we started recording today, I told Chris that when I was leaving to come up here, they were at 700,000. When I was up here, they were at 714,000. Right now, they just broke 730.
Good.
So in what? How long are we recording?
An hour, maybe. Yeah.
So in an hour, they jumped up $16,000.
Very cool.
And they have 27 hours to go. Right now, they need $45,000, and the game is funded.
Fingers crossed. I mean, it's definitely home stretch. I hope it ends up like inching out and doing what it needs to do.
I think they're going to get funded before tonight.
I hope so. I really hope so.
And I am excited as fuck about it. I've been pimping it out like crazy on Twitter. I posted an article about it on Save Continue for the final 2 days of it. And I'm so happy that I think they're going to do this.
Well, and I hope that it ends up happening, because then at least like they might feel a little bit better about that and consider that a victory in, you know, hindsight of the announcement with the Xbox and the Fantasia thing. Because I think they definitely need a spirit raiser.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have friends that work there. You know, I'd like to see them do well. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, we've had two people already on our show. Our shitty little nothing podcast. Nick Chester was on twice and John Drake 2 weeks ago. So if there was ever a game company that we were, like, in with... I think it's Harmonix.
I think it's Harmonix.
We still got to make a trip up there.
Yeah, I definitely want to.
Hey, John Drake, I know you're not listening, but...
I know you're not listening, but...
Can we come up?
I'm sure they'd be more than happy. But, I hope they make it, because then I'll have a chance to play it. I mean, I'm interested in it.
A lot of people are pissed that it's, like, PS3, PS4 only. They're like, why aren't you putting it out on... PC, or, you know, Harmonix has such a huge Xbox following, why won't you give it to us? And they're like, Sony owns the IP, we can't.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, there was an option to, like, change the name and make it multi-platform, but even that, the legalities...
Well, yeah, because it would be like, there is another piece of news that I want to talk about. Fuck. All right, yeah, I'll get to that in a second. But it comes down to, what is it? It's fucking like not the rights, but it's just like the style of it.
Yeah.
Like you can actually be, you know, held, you know, accountable for copyright violations of just like the style of something. That's it. Like you know, essentially, if Harmonix didn't make Rock Band Blitz, and somebody essentially tried making Rock Band Blitz, but named it something else, and it was still like street, like almost like Amplitude or whatever. Like they could probably turn around and be like, "Well, yeah, we're gonna sue you for the style of the game because that's like
the game mechanics."
Exactly. So you know, and that's a thing. And speaking of that, this is the other piece of news that I completely fucking forgot about, and I don't know how. Wizards of the Coast. You know, obviously the company that makes Ascension and Magic the Gathering and all that kind of stuff, they are suing Cryptozoic, which are the guys that made Hex.
Oh,
that
shit.
Kickstarted Hex for like a million or 2 million or like a shit ton of money.
Wow.
Essentially saying that they're like, you know, they're taking the game, like they're copying all their shit from them. Cryptozoic, essentially, in response of that, I got an email for being a Kickstarter backer of, you know, $250, mind you, which is the only Kickstarter that I've ever backed and a lot of goddamn money to me. They sent out an email to all their Kickstarter backers that were basically like, yeah, well, fuck them. Here's an extra beta key. Give it to someone else. Like, let's get more people playing so that they can see how much of a force we are to be reckoned with, shit. Essentially. So I have a hex key.
My God.
So if someone, and I'll, you know, someone that will actually play the game, I might be able to get you on, but mine might already be accounted for. I don't know yet. I have to, I have to ask. I'm going to ask my one buddy that I used to play Magic with all the time. But yeah, I mean, like, it, honestly, it's kind of bullshit because, like, I understand, yes, it's a fucking TCG, and essentially Wizards of the Coast and, you know, ultimately Hasbro, because I'm pretty sure Hasbro is the one that owns Wizards of the Coast. Ultimately, they feel like, well, fuck you guys. We got a bunch of money, so we're just going to come at you with everything that we got, and then hopefully you'll fold. Because Cryptozoic, them doing Hex, is definitely, like, the biggest combatant against Magic. Like, they're definitely huge competition to them. So I'm assuming that's probably why they're going after them. Which is shitty. It's really shitty. But the fact that it's a trading card game and them essentially just going like, well, we're a fucking trading card game and we did it first, so fuck you. like it's kind of ridiculous. There are huge differences between Hex and Magic. There are huge similarities, but you're gonna find that with games. Like, it's fucking preposterous to think that, like, any, like, if fucking Nintendo sued every company that put out a platformer, like, that's just retarded. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. I'm very, very upset. I mean, it's a huge power play from Magic, and I'm glad that I fucking got out of Magic because, you know, that company just pisses me off more than anything. So that's why I wanted to kickstart Hex and get the fuck out of Magic, because I like the idea of a trading card game. I like the mechanics of a trading card game. But the only trading card game that you can play is fucking Magic. Like, it's the only... Like, if anyone's like, oh, you want to play a TCG? Nobody's ever going to be like, yeah, let's play some fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, no, nobody does that. Like, if you want to play a trading card game, you play Magic. If you don't want to play a trading card game, then you don't even know what Magic is. But,
true.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's just... It's one of those things where it's like, if you're even remotely interested in a trading card game, like, your immediately thought has to go to Magic. And I don't like that. I wish that there was more competitiveness in that market. And I'm glad that Cryptozoic is doing it. And I hope that they end up winning, because I kickstarted that game for a lot of money and I don't want to fucking lose out on it. But it's a good-ass fucking game. Like, it really is, and I want to see it do well. So, fuck you, Wizards of Coast, and fuck you, Magic, and fuck you, Hasbro. Yeah.
How do you really feel?
That's how I feel.
So, what other news? Metro Redux was announced for later this summer. Like, officially announced, finally.
New fucking Gauntlet.
Yeah, for PC only, sadly.
A new Gauntlet. I'm really excited.
I hope it eventually comes to consoles.
I don't see why it wouldn't.
Or,
I
mean, arcade.
That'd be fucking awesome.
No, it won't come to arcade.
Not unless we make one. We can make one, Joe.
Oh shit, I just saw lightning.
If we build it, they will come.
Lightning, sucker.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get electrocuted. I hope everything's grounded in my house.
On the bright side, we have an email.
Do we?
Yes. From Randall Drew, whoever that fucker
surprise,
is.
Surprise, surprise.
He says, hey dudes, thanks again for the quick mention on the latest episode. I would love to get in touch with guys like Len. It's been a dream of mine to get involved with an indie developer in creating game art. Perhaps not actual game resources like he does, as that's not my skill set, but definitely more on the concept end. Sword Tech should definitely table at MAGFest. They could reach so many fans directly that way, and that includes the folks that already know about them. They are as important as new fans, because if a new Kickstarter launches, they'll want to see them return to support it. That said, thanks for supporting the Beyond Mode 7 Kickstarter, which, by the way, did get funded.
It did get funded.
We were definitely successful, in part thanks to your support in spreading the word. Yeah, everyone who listens to our show fucking backed your... No one listens to us, Randall.
Did you back your own Kickstarter? Because that's the only way.
Stupid asshole. Like,
the only way.
So fucking stupid. Yeah, hope you guys get some AC up in your apartment, Chris, for the next recording session.
Got it.
I could feel you guys sizzling through my speakers last episode. Stay cool.
Stay cool. Stay frosty.
Yeah, you have AC.
It's not on at the moment.
That the hail is pounding.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. But yeah, it works. It's comfortable in here, so now I can, you know, I can grind on Diablo for a long time and not feel sweaty.
Bump and grind.
Bump and grind.
Bump and grind.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, I mean, it's a thing. I dig it. Cool. Yeah, we're cool now. Literally.
Indeed.
We're cool now.
So hopefully some more news will hit by next week. This was kind of a slow week, but...
You know, it was a slow week, but you know what? Sometimes you need a slow week.
Yeah.
You do.
Sometimes we need an episode under 4 hours.
Yeah. And we need an episode in which, like, we kind of have something to talk about other than a guest.
Yeah.
Like, I like having guests, but sometimes it's just good to just get back to, like, what's going on in games right now.
True.
It's fun. I enjoy it. I think we do it well. We're doing it. We're doing it. We're doing it well.
Doing it.
Here's a stupid question. What are you playing, Joe?
I've been playing a shitload of Final Fantasy 14 still.
I'm not surprised.
Although this morning was kind of a shitty morning on the game for me. I'm a tank, paladin, and so far in dungeons, I've done awesome. Like keeping monster hate on me.
Yeah.
Making sure things don't go to shit. I've done a solid job. I've gotten player commendations for it. At the end of dungeons, I've held things together pretty well. And then this morning, I figured, you know, let me try moving the main storyline along. I'll start the next dungeon, which, by the way, I hate doing dungeons because I hate feeling responsible for everything being the tank.
Yeah.
And it went to shit this morning.
Ugh.
The paladin in the game, or the gladiator in general, has an ability called Flash, which blinds enemies
yeah.
and makes you take the hate. And I would draw an enemy, I would flash, and I would keep doing attacks to build more hate. But the other, like the damage dealers, would attack different monsters so that they would draw them away. The healer is trying to take care of a bunch of different people. Everyone died at the first mini boss in the level, and they immediately blame me for it. It's like, why aren't you flashing? It's like, dude, I flashed constantly. I only have so much magic to use that spell. I can only do so much, and I'm not a fucking miracle worker.
Yeah.
And then he's like, dude, you need your vitality gear set and you need to do this and do that. It's like, listen, I'm not a pro MMOer.
Yeah.
I play casually. I'm just trying to get through the story. He's like, yeah, I doubt that. Why? Because I'm a level 49. I actually hit level 50, which, yay, max level. And they just kept piling shit on me, telling me I'm a shitty player and I need to get the fuck out of the game. And,
well, and that's the thing when it comes to MMO. That's why, and this is specifically why,
uh-huh,
I go to games like Diablo as opposed to WoW. Like, I'm sure I would have a lot of fun with WoW, and I'm sure I would be able to get a lot of playtime out, mm-hmm, of it and enjoy it and da-da-da-da. However, because it is so much, like, socially based and you have to, you know, fill a certain role and do a certain job or else, like, you get fucking flamed at. Like, I don't like games like that. I don't enjoy it. That's why, like, in, you know, a game like Diablo, you've only got, like, a couple other party members. Mm-hmm. Like, your party's literally, like, it's four people right now.
Well, that's what it is in Final Fantasy.
Including yourself.
Yeah, that's what it is in Final Fantasy Dungeons.
So you've got three other people.
Yes.
And it's just like, you know,
two damage dealers, a healer, and a tank.
And in Diablo, nobody plays a healer because everybody's doing damage.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no such thing as a tank because there's everything coming from everywhere. So it's just like, you survive, you do damage. That's your job.
Yeah, well, the monsters in Final Fantasy 14 don't die in two hits from your massive attacks and your stupid weapons.
Well, listen, I've been playing long enough that my gear is good to do Torment 3 and face roll shit, which is fine.
Those words mean nothing to me.
Torment 3 Torment is the highest difficulty that you could be on.
Okay.
Torment can be subdivided to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Torment 6 is the absolute maximum difficulty that you could play at.
Okay.
I play Torment 3 and it's like normal. So it's like, now, but the problem is if I jump to Torment 4, I'll die like a lot. Like, so it's nice. It's a trade-off. Like, I'm not at the gear that I can be at so that I could hit the next portion, but I'm close. So, I mean, it's just a matter of like optimizing the stuff that I have, which I don't really know if I want to. Like, I think I want to start like gearing up my other characters. I still have 1, 2, 3. I still have 4 other max level characters that I need to do on hardcore before I'm like done leveling characters. Then I never have to worry about leveling a character until they come out with another type of character class. or until they put out ladders, which is coming out in like the next patch. So it's going to be seasoned. So essentially, like, they're going to be seasons of... They haven't said, like, how long they're going to be. But just for the sake of argument, let's say it's, like, 2 months. 2 or 3 months. So every 2 or 3 months, they would come out with, like, okay, now you have a system in which you can base, like, your performance in comparison to everybody else in the game. Like, you start with nothing. Like, you can't... Ooh, there goes my power for a little bit.
Little flicker.
But yeah, so you can't, you know, the fucking, all the things in game, like all of the items that you've acquired, like over time, you're not allowed access to. Like, you literally start from scratch. And all of the characters that are created within this season, if it's a seasoned character, like, nobody has anything. Like, it all starts as if like all of the servers got wiped. So you start fresh, which is cool, especially for someone like me that already has done like everything, mm-hmm. and there's nothing more for me to do. Like, I can't level up any characters because I would have to just delete one of the ones that I already spent a bunch of time on. But the other thing that's cool about seasons, other than like just being able to try and like rank yourself in comparison to other players, because essentially what it is just like trying to reach a certain level and a certain amount of kills or whatever within a certain amount of time, like whoever does it like in the shorter amount of time is the better player.
Yeah.
There's also season specific legendaries that can drop. So there's items that you can only get by playing the seasons. And then there's a certain like there's certain bosses that they're going to implement only into certain seasons, like other game content that they're only going to implement into the seasons. And like there's a tiered rift thing that they're going to be doing where essentially like you try and clear the rift within a certain amount of time. If you do, then it opens up another one. And then if you clear that one within an amount of time, then that opens up another one. It just keeps going and going and going until you can't like clear it in the amount of time or you die. And that's going to be another thing that you could competitively like I like the idea of competitive PvE. It's like PvEvP. Like, so, like, I could essentially say, like, oh, yeah, I fucking reached level 40 on my tiered my tiered rift within this amount of time. And someone else could be like, oh, yeah, well, I fucking did, like, tier fucking 49. Like, oh, now I got to beat that guy. Like, but it's a PvE thing, so you're not actually, like, trying to face another player.
Yeah.
Like, I like that kind of concept. So, I don't know. I'm excited for what's going to be going on with Diablo and shit like that.
We know you're excited about Diablo.
That's all I play, dude.
Yeah.
It's like all I do. All I do is win. That and I started playing Planetside again a little bit. It's definitely a hell of a lot smoother.
Still waiting for that to show up on PS4. Great launch title, huh?
Yeah, it was an amazing launch title. Way to go, Sony.
Just like Drive Club.
Fuck you, Sony. But yeah, dude, I mean, like, it definitely runs a hell of a lot better. Like, a hell of a lot better. Although, like, we've been noticing that there's some sort of, like, glitch that it makes your screen go black, like, every couple, like, minutes.
That's weird.
It's really weird. Like, I was playing last night, and I was playing with a friend of mine, and we were just like, is your screen, like, turning off for, like, a couple seconds and then turning back on? Like, yeah, is yours doing it, too? Like...
Mine does that too, but that's just because it's the shitty Sony 3D display.
Yeah. So, well, maybe that's just the thing that Sony likes to do.
Every
like
now and then it just flickers on and off.
The game blinks for you. Maybe that's what it is. Give your eyes a rest. Just take this moment to blink. Then come back. But
this moment of serenity.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing. I haven't really been playing anything else. I want to play something else, but...
I figure in the next week I'm going to fire up Wolfenstein, and...
I want to play
My buddy Frankie hooked me up with $20 on PSN, and I picked up Transistor. So I
someone needs to hook me up with $20 so I could buy fucking Trials. I want Trials.
Or you can come down and play it.
I want it for myself. I want to play it at my leisure. That's what I want. I want it so bad.
I don't give a fuck what you want.
Do we have an idea for music?
The one song that came to mind hearing the rain was Otherworld from Final Fantasy X.
Do we have anything from the Heavy Rain soundtrack?
I've never played that game. Maybe I'll play Final Fantasy stuff that isn't Final Fantasy 14.
Maybe, how about a Hailstorm song? Because it's hailing. How about Hail to the King from fucking Avenged Sevenfold?
No.
How about Hail... How about Ailstorm because it's close enough to Hailstorm? How about... I don't know. I got nothing. I ran out of things. You can heavy sigh as many times as you want. I'm just going to keep trying to think of something else. Doesn't mean I'm going to, but I could try. Man can dream. Joe.
I hate you.
Music. Music.
I told you.
Fine. You know what? You guys can fucking figure it out.
I'm going to play music. I'm going to play Otherworld from Final Fantasy X.
And some then Hailstorm and
whatever the fuck else I could think of.
Chuggo and
Dark Souls.
Dark and
Dokapon.
Fleshlights and fucking
Crunch.
Crunch cast.
And
yay!
Oh yeah, Tim started a new podcast and he's probably not coming back.
Years you're ready. The other one, it takes you.